From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital Jakarta that left 7 people dead, including all 5 attackers. That violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and office buildings. VOA's Steve Herman in Jakarta reports on the uniqueness of this assault by the IS group.
Certainly, this is the most populous Muslim nation in the world, and this is the first time that there has been an attack here claimed by the so-called Islamic State. There had been warnings that something like this might happen. Authorities here in December had issued an alert and had put extra security on at public places and churches and other venues that they thought might be the targets of an attack. But that was supposed to happen sometime in December or around New Year's. So this really did catch people by surprise here.
VOA Steve Herman in Jakarta. Witnesses in Somalia's ghetto regions say Al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union military base. It is believed to have been a suicide bomb in the early hours today, followed by a firefight with the Kenyan troops stationed at that base. Details are emerging. Still not clear whether the AU troops can retain control of the base. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an end to sieges on Syrian towns, warning all parties to the conflict that using starvation as a weapon is a war crime. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have agreed to meet for talks on Syria and Ukraine. That'll be next Wednesday in Zurich. Multi-party talks on Syria, due to start on January the 25th in Geneva, have been thrown into doubt by a diplomatic rift between Saudi Arabia, a majority Sunni Muslim state, and mainly Shiite Iran after Riyadh executed a Saudi Shiite cleric, sparking a mob attack on the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Head of the International Organization for Migration predicting that this year, 2016, will be another critical year for migration to Europe. That story now from Lisa Schlein at IOM headquarters in Geneva.
IOM Director General Lacey Swing says the refugee and migrant crisis in Europe has firmly put the migration issue on the world stage. He says government policies in Europe and elsewhere are not keeping pace with the vast movement of people.
Migration is not a problem to be solved. It is a human reality to be managed.
Swing says it may be more difficult for people to migrate to Europe this year because tighter regulations are being imposed. Nevertheless, he says these are unlikely to dissuade desperate people from coming and foresees large migrant flows to continue into Europe this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Defense officials from China and South Korea have held their first meeting since North Korea's nuclear test a little more than a week ago. North Korea has received an onslaught of international condemnation for what it said was a successful hydrogen bomb test. U.S. officials say a refueling mission and an engine issue are key contributing factors behind the incident involving the 10 U.S. Navy sailors detained by Iran earlier this week. U.S. Navy boats and their crews detained for 16 hours. They veered into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf while attempting to meet with a Coast Guard vessel. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter.
This much is clear. There was a navigational error of some kind. All the contributing factors to that we don't know yet, and we're still talking to those folks, and we'll find out more what combination of factors led to that navigational error. But they were clearly out of the position that they intended to be in. We're very glad to have them back.
Investigation underway into further details surrounding that incident. Well, just about 3 weeks away from now, the start of the U.S. presidential primary nominating process. And late on Thursday, the top Republican presidential contenders were in debate in a primary state, South Carolina. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.